Episode 519, January 19th, 2021.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
You know, I'm pretty sure after me editing last week's episode, the whole Rob and Joe Show podcast world did not explode.
You know, I swear to you, I listened to it. I made no distinction from what I no distinction. I'm interested in what Robbie has to say, but there was nothing in there. Now, Robbie was, how many people do you think are listening to it as discerningly as Robbie? I think it's no one.
Well, I'll say this. We made a point to say that I was editing the episode, so people might have listened closer.
Good point.
But if they weren't, I don't think they would notice a difference. What grade? Are you going to give a grade, Robbie, or are you just going to give?
I'd be happy to give you a grade, and I agree with you, Joe. There's nobody listening as closely as I am.
Okay, I think I know of a couple things, one specifically that Robbie will take issue with.
Well, don't say it. Write it down so I want to know if he says it. Okay, hold on.
Okay, well, I already told you what it was. But
okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. I know what it is. Okay. All right, Robbie, give us your...
I think I'm going to get in the B-plus range.
All right.
Okay, do you want me to go ahead and tell you the grade first?
I don't know. What do you think?
Whatever you produce.
Produce your own segment.
Let's just say that I agree with you. It's a B-plus.
All right. I'll take that.
B-plus. Jeez. Yes.
Now, because anything that I have to say here is small nitpicks, okay? But you want to hear my opinion,
well,
so I'm
going to those are what you're famous for.
I don't want you to say B plus and then not shit on Rob.
Right. This is, nitpicking is my brand, is it not?
Yes.
All right, so.
Oh, he's got a list. How long is this segment going to be?
He sighed beforehand. Oh.
So, number one, the Joe is overmodulated a lot, and there was no corrections made on that, but I didn't expect that.
And there will not be going forward.
And I didn't notice, so whatever.
Yeah, it became very, like, went super, super loud, overmodulated at certain points, but again.
Sorry, just doing something that's, for Rob.
Yes, nice. Exactly.
I also, by the way, didn't listen to the episode.
Oh, really?
No.
That's good. Oh, you mean to see how you did?
I didn't listen to it when I edited it, or I just knew the parts.
Oh, that you had to go fix.
Yes.
God, that's awesome. Now, by the way, it also took Rob a while. It took him 2 hours, right? But it's brand new to him. That's the difference.
Yeah, I had to relearn, and I did it a slow. I didn't do it efficiently. I probably still won't do it efficiently because I've already forgotten how I did it last week. It'll take me a while to really get it
done. I used to have to do invoicing. I still do it at work. And the first time I had to do it, it was so stressful. And then, you know, eventually you just do it. It's not.
Eventually. Yeah. I will give this analogy. It would be like, I don't know what 9 times 6 is. So I just would buy, I'd count 9 6-packs of beer or something.
Is that how you do it?
No, but that would be a long way of doing something.
But you do know what 9 times 6 is,
I'm
right?
saying, yes, I do, 54. Okay. But I'm saying for this, that's kind of
that
what
it?
I was doing.
I'm just kidding. Pretty sure. All right, Robbie, go ahead. I'm sure there's more. Believe me, there's not one thing.
Yeah. Hold on. I want to ask the chat how we sound.
Okay. Okay. Chad, how do we sound?
We need to mention we have Chad again tonight. It's been a while. We missed you guys.
Yeah, we should also mention this is the real show. 7:30 to 8:30.
It's just on a Tuesday.
But come Monday, it'll be all right. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. No, come next Monday, everything will be back to normal, right?
Back in the saddle again, 7:30 to 8:30.
And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. There might be a few shows that Rob just goes home and puts them up.
It's very, very possible.
Yeah.
Maybe not tonight because I might get it tonight.
Because Gramps gave you some big pour of Crown
Royal. He did. I'm drinking about three servings in one glass. I'm going to go to the store afterwards, too.
So. Well, Gramps loves Crown Royal, as you guys know. Actually, Gramps, it's I worry because not that Gramps will turn into an alcoholic, but that he'll be so stressed about becoming an alcoholic that he doesn't enjoy his life. That's what I'm more stressed out about. But Rob likes to drink with him, so he went out and bought a $60 bottle of Crown Royal so him and Rob can just get hammered when he comes over.
Hopefully it'll last us through the end of the month. So go ahead. So first critique, overmodulation. So clearly that's Joe's fault for not speaking accurately.
Well, it's we
kidding,
used to have
Robbie.
A piece of equipment that worked for a minute that corrected those things. But it quickly stopped working, and we never corrected it.
Oh, yeah, I know that. What's it called? We have it, whatever that thing is called.
Yeah, but it stopped working like after a week. Right.
Yeah.
I remember
we
that.
Can't make whatever it's called. We can't make the sound go through it.
Do we get our money back?
No, I think we still own it.
Nice.
Yeah. We bought it 2 years, 3 years. Actually, we bought it as soon as we bought it when we moved into that other house. I owned that house for 3 years.
There you go.
So 3 years ago.
So Rob did need some help with the posting, you know, getting through the interfaces to actually do the posting. But I have no criticism there.
Well, I never would have figured that out without you. I mean, it would have been impossible.
Will you need to ask him again?
I'm 50-50.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, does it automatically go up on Stitcher, or is that something?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, when you post on Podbean, that goes to iTunes, Stitcher, and all that stuff.
Posting on Podbean is easy. It's the Mike O'Mara show.
They use WordPress, and it's a whole thing.
You would you'd never figure it out unless somebody told you.
Pretty much.
Oh, hell, Ariel's in chat. What's up, Ariel?
Is that real? The real Ariel?
I think so, because there's a picture, and yeah, I'm pretty sure that's her.
That's my listener crush.
She's awesome, man.
She looks nothing like Katie.
Yeah, it's true.
Looks a little more like Tawanda.
I look as much like her husband as she looks like Katie.
Big fan of Ariel. She's a teacher. I have a big little teacher fantasy, you know. To stay after
class. That you learn something?
No, that's it. But she teaches me so well.
Yeah, she said, hi, it's me. So speaking of Robbie critiques, by the way,
hold on. No, he's got more.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, I got a lot more. So in terms of the file itself, it was populated correctly. All the information was right. I loved it. I think you pulled that from the file that I gave you, so it was all good, and the image was in the file. But he gave the file some weird name.
Yeah, I named it the title of the episode. And
right.
That's a weird name. Well, he gives a weird name, the title
look,
of the actual episode.
If you look at the other files in there, I've literally been naming them the same way since episode one for 8 years. So
yeah, I caught that, and I said, you know what? I bet this doesn't matter.
Again, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, it does. It matters to somebody.
No, it wouldn't matter like listening.
No.
So I said, I'm just going to keep it.
It matters if people like to download it, but again, it's a nitpick.
And all then, right. What else? I know there's a big one coming.
In terms of writing the synopsis for the episode, I was impressed. The one thing that I never do is I never write in first person. So I would never say, instead of saying Robbie did something on the show, I would never say I did something on the show.
Oh, I got you.
And
so
consequently, I don't say we either. I'm an outside person looking in and describing what I heard.
Yeah, Rob,
yeah,
come on, man.
I didn't say I, but I did say we, right?
You did say we. It's just a
we
writing style.
We seems okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Because
the royal we, right?
Yeah,
the
I
show.
Never do that, so that's why I just mentioned
it. I also didn't look at other descriptions to, like I could have worked a lot harder on that.
Yeah, it's fine. I didn't have
But then I was near the end, and I was like, I'm just going
to
write this.
I was happy with you. It was a hell of a lot easier to do that than all things AFC North, right?
Yes.
Is that it?
No.
Oh, sorry.
the biggest issue of all that I had.
Oh, again, I know it's coming.
It's still a nitpick. The biggest issue I had was the way the music starts at the end.
Okay.
Oh. It was all stepped over. You didn't kind of give. I usually find a natural pause in there to start the music.
You know, I did notice it started at a weird time. I did notice that.
Thank you. And then at the very end, the music cut off abruptly, and there was no Mike O'Mara show tag. Mike
okay.
O'Mara network tag.
Rob doesn't know how to do that.
No, I put it in there.
Oh.
It's in the file that I gave him. It
Jeez,
just somehow
Rob.
Got cut off. Anyway.
Come on, man.
I didn't realize that. Yeah, I also never listened to our show, so I don't know how it ends. And I didn't go and listen to get a frame of reference. I just did that.
Well, it was like I said, it was in the file that I gave you.
Oh
so
no, you're right. But part of me wanted to do a good enough job, but I also definitely I didn't want to nail it because I wanted you to have things you could talk about.
Is that why?
And it was going to take more work. By the time I'd gotten to that, I'd worked on it long enough. I'm like, I think this is good enough. But I also there was something else, Robbie.
Yeah, well, there's one big thing, Robbie, which I can't believe that you overlooked.
Please tell me. What is it?
Go ahead, Robbie.
I believe it's the number of the episode.
Oh, you numbered it wrong?
No. I believe it's numbered ahead of the show, the bonus show.
Oh, yes. Podbean just automatically gives it the next episode number. You had to correct that.
And I didn't.
I didn't notice that.
Okay.
So, all right, so it was even worse than you thought.
So when you start the episode by saying the number, and then on Podbean, that number is one less.
I got it. Did you correct that or no?
No, I didn't, because I thought it would drive you crazy, and it would be hilarious.
No.
Hey, real quick, in chat, for the first time in a very, very long time,
oh, yeah?
Is former show announcer Tim.
Well, he remembered how to do it.
He's in here right now.
Oh, Tim, we've been so great on the text.
He's making fun of... A friend of ours, a horrible past experience right now. That's what he's doing.
Well, he texted that why, because you posted a picture of this giant thing of Crown Royal I'm drinking. I believe he said, why is Rob over there on a school night? Cucks round table? So
but here he
that's
is.
That's his new word of this 2021.
So,
hey, can I give a shout out real quick?
Of course.
Yeah, it's your show.
Happy birthday to a very important person associated with his show and a fan. It's Mac Berkson's birthday.
Get out of here.
Yes. Let me tell you something else.
All right.
Let me tell you what, if
Happy
I could.
Happy birthday, Mac.
Let me tell you what Gramps said to a Mac Berkson. May I? Hold on, I got to find
it. I just f***ing woke up, motherfucker.
Hold on. Here we go. He said, "Happy birthday to the greatest guy I know." Now, he also, my dad also has two sons and three grandsons. But I get that. I know where his loyalties lie. But I wanted to read something because it reminded me of somebody that we know well.
I just want to say, just for the record, they've never actually met in
person. No.
Okay.
Yes, they've only spoken on email.
They've talked on the phone.
They have talked on the phone. Yes. Yeah, I do know that. All right. So this reminded me of Robbie so much that I decided I would share it with the audience. Here we go. It is Katie and I were looking for a place to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And so we narrowed it down to two places. I can't remember. Katie might remember. But there's a place that used to be Christopher's in Crofton. That's actually a friend of mine used to own it. He committed suicide.
It happens.
Yeah, that sucks. But anyway, the new place, I think it's called Ashland's, something like that. But anyway, we're like, let's read a review of it to see if it's a place we'd like to eat. Here's a review of that place. You ready?
Yes.
No.
My wife and I had a wonderful visit. The theme exquisite and unique. Visit to find out. Meals were timely and delicious. Crab soup and squash soups, flavorful and hearty. Wife, charred salmon, me, corned beef sandwich. Awesome, 2 exclamation points. Todd, waitstaff, attentive and courteous. Great addition to the Bowie Crofton eating choices, so no drive to D.C., Bethesda, Annapolis, etc. Welcome to the neighborhood and looking forward to returning. 4 out of 5 stars. I was like, oh, man, what do you got to do to make that guy happy? And
couldn't
then,
have been a more glowing review.
Well, I was just like, make sure. Is that Robbie? But it wasn't. It's a guy named Frank L.
I mean, 4 out of 5 is 80%.
Yeah, it's barely, it's almost a C.
Right. Did you go there?
No, we ended up going to the other place.
Because the other place got a 5 out of 5?
You know, we do this thing, you can use this if you want. Do you and Tawanda eat out a lot?
We like to, but I wouldn't say a lot, but...
Well,
Now that Katie and I are buying, now that we know what we have to pay for a house now in this market, we're probably going to be eating out less. But, we, you know, we eat out a lot. By the way, we follow the COVID rules. We follow. I want to make sure I say that. But some people still aren't okay with that. So, meaning,
I know. I see it online.
It's like if the speed limit is 55 and you go 55 and you go, you know, you can get killed going 55. You follow.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, that's right. But what we do is we choose three places. And then, so if you have to come up with the three places, you do.
Okay.
And then I eliminate one, and then you eliminate the other. That's how we figure out where we're going to
eat. Interesting.
So we picked three places. One of them was this new place.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was this Italian place. I think it used to be Lucky Luciano's, Robbie. Do you remember that? In Crofton, across from the water slide. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you remember the water slide?
I remember the water slide, definitely. Okay.
Anyway, and then Allison's was the other one, and we ended up going to the Italian restaurant. It was a great meal, but that's neither
here nor there. Is that a plan usually work for you? You end up agreeing at the end? You just, because you stay true to the rules of it?
We do, but you don't. The thing is, you don't want to be the person that comes up. Eliminating is easy. Coming up with the names is the difficult thing.
Do you do that with other things? TV shows to watch, movies, sexual positions?
definitely not with sexual positions. We don't. But no, that's the only thing we do it with is, now, you know, they have an app, like, it's called like Where to Eat. And then you just,
yeah, it's a good name.
It asks you questions about yourself and how you feel. And then it says, eat here. And it's always someplace I would never eat.
Somebody shit on us. Oh, yeah. Who's Racer PGT?
I don't know.
Because we were talking about password stuff.
Oh,
guys,
yeah,
guys,
yeah.
Please use LastPass or at least Chrome's password tool, handwritten notebooks, or secret files. You aren't 80 years old. It's a fair point.
Well, I don't know what that is. But here's the thing.
He told you what it is. You just look it up now.
But I can't wrap my head around keeping passwords in the thing that I need password to use passwords
now
on.
Now you just need one password, the password to that.
Where do I keep that?
On your computer or an app. You have to keep something somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, so if I have it, then what's the point?
But it's at the ready.
I don't.
If you have it written down, when you go to the website, it doesn't automatically go from your piece of paper to the computer.
I mean, look,
if
I'm
you
not,
have this app on your computer
I'm
or
not,
your phone.
I'm not like my dad who fights to the death that he said that it's as easy to write a check as it is to use Cash App. He fought me on that the other day. So I'm not him. Like, I understand clearly the technology is better. I just don't exactly know how that works yet.
Well, I have a Mac, and they have a password saver on there, but I still have to look. If the site doesn't remember, I still have to look it up, and I still try without looking it up first. And then
you're right, and I don't want to be that guy either, because then you just get caught in your ways, and next thing you know, you're four generations behind.
So let's try to get that LastPass thing. I think it's free.
All right, Racer RPT or whatever your name is, I'll do it.
Yeah, I feel like we know that person.
Sorry. I just fixed the episode number, Rob.
No, there you go. See how easy this is? See, when Robbie was calling me to tell me how to upload it, and I almost wanted to say, you know, you could just, you would have done this by now. Like, the time it took you to have told me how to do it, you could have done it.
Yeah, but he's got to teach you to fish before you follow what I'm saying?
Right.
Before he gives you a fish.
Right.
So, no, I'm with you, and the amount of time that Robbie took isn't to do it is probably what it took you to do it the first time you were learning it.
Yeah, I mean, it's I'm never going to do it as fast as Rob. Now,
No. You're going to do it way faster.
Well, no,
than
the
Rob.
Actual editing I won't.
Yes, you will.
Well, you're right, because
you're not going to listen. You're just going to, like, right now, everything we've done, nothing's going to be changed from
this.
Oh,
we're keeping this, exactly.
Everything, no matter what happens.
Yeah, I might add in the Ariel part again, just to.
Ariel just was complimenting me on how sweet it is the way that we choose our where we're going to eat, right?
Yeah.
And that reminds me.
It is sweet. I like
of something that we're going to talk about next break, and I'll just start teasing it now. So we talked last week, and that's if you donate, which Mac Berkson did. We're going to talk about that.
Yes.
And then you say, here's what you want Gramps to write. He will write you a piece of poetry, okay? And what he did was Mac wanted Gramps to write a poem, but the poem, it's very much like Cyrano de Bergerac. Am I saying that correctly, Robbie? Where he is writing it as Mac.
Okay, to Mac's wife.
Right. Now, I don't know if Mac is going to represent this as having come from him. I don't know how he's going to treat that. But one thing I am confident is his wife's not going to listen to this show.
I'm also confident that Mac's wife would know that that poem did not come from Mac.
Huh.
I feel like if that's something, like that's they've been married a while. They have children. They know each other. She knows what's in his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking if he just throws that, she's going like, this, that doesn't sound like, it's beautiful, but really, dear? Did you get off that off Google, off the internet?
I wonder if I could write a poem and then have my dad write a poem to Katie. And she has
to
pick.
Who can tell the difference?
God, then I have to write a poem.
Oh, that's a great idea. But I'll do this. I'll do the same with Tawanda.
All right, that's a good idea. All right. All right. God, now I got to write a poem. It's so funny. The Ravens are done, and now my life is just freed up to be so much better that why am I creating work for myself?
Because they're clearly going to tell that it's from Gramps.
That's true, mainly because Gramps doesn't know how to write things when he has to write them all freehand.
Well,
we'll have to come
it's
in here.
Also, we have a crutch. It's not a crutch, but you'd want to throw in an inside reference.
Yeah,
because if you're really writing a true poem, it's not just going to be "I love you" and your smile and your eyes. There's going to be some reference to something that he wouldn't necessarily know. But if we throw that in, then that gives it away.
Well, I'm definitely going to try to write it in the style of Gramps.
All right, so are we doing the Gramps thing when we come back?
We will, but before we do, I just want to say this.
Yes.
So I have this all set up for Gramps.
Yes.
I got the mic working, Robbie. I also have the headphones. Now, the cord is short, so he's going to have to stand right there where that mic is and put these headphones on.
Yeah.
Does it seem easy?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's going to be a shit show. But we'll call him in here, and we'll have him read his poem to Mac from Mac Bergson to his wife on the other side of the break.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. These two plan to be wed. It's too bad someone will drop dead.
We're having a wedding and you're all invited. Die Laughing Productions presents Love and Marriage and Murder. It's the bride and groom's big day. Bells will ring, the sun will shine. They'll love until the end of time. The end indeed, because this is a murder mystery, a wedding whodunit. Can you solve it and live happily ever after? Love and Marriage and Murder stars me, 98 Rock's Justin Schlegel, Joe and Katie Robinson, the real-life newlyweds, and all your favorite Die Laughing Productions performers. But the real stars of the show are all you, the wedding crashers in the audience. We have audience roles available for willing volunteers. The rest of you could sit back, laugh, and enjoy a wedding day ruined by an untimely death, and maybe help solve a whodunit.
Next performance, February 13th at McGoobie's Joke House in Timonium, Maryland. For more information, go to DieLaughingProductions.com. Tickets are available right now.
And now back to the Rob and Joe Show.
So I was actually telling a story. I thought that Robbie was recording. I guess not. But we have Tim in chat, which we haven't had in a long time. And one time, Tim and his girlfriend were on a flight with my dad and aunt mom.
Okay.
And I remember afterwards, Tim said to me, he goes, God, how come you're such a dick? Your parents are so nice. And that hurt.
What a wise man.
That hurt my feelings. So anyway, Dad, we were telling that you were commissioned to do this poem.
Yes.
Okay. And here's the thing that Gramps banyaed me. You remember Banya
from Seinfeld
about the meal and the suit?
Yeah, he had to go.
Just take me out to dinner sometime, right? So instead of Mac paying Gramps $50 for this poem, he gave me $50 and told me to take Gramps to El Salto's.
That's because I told him he did not have to pay me for me to do it.
Well, that didn't really work, because not only did you get paid, but also you got to go on a meal, but it doesn't matter.
It worked
out
the best.
Five El Salto meals for $50.
Well, no, we'll get there because first of all, here's the thing. I know that my dad loves El Salto's, and that's fine, and we'll go there whenever he wants to go. The problem is that there's about 17 Mexican restaurants between this house and El Salto's.
Right.
And those other 17, you know what they have?
The same thing.
Tortillas, meat, cheese, right? It's all nothing different,
they
right?
They celebrate Taco Tuesday.
They celebrate Taco Tuesday. There's Gina's Canteen up here. There's millions of them. But we go all the way to El Salto's. Now, El Salto's is like a mile from Baltimore City, okay? That's how far away it is. And we go there, but the wait was 40 minutes.
Yeah, because people in Baltimore can't go to a restaurant. They got to drive that mile.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, do you think Gramps wanted to wait the 40 minutes to...
Yeah, I do.
No. No way. No. So we went to another restaurant, Bella Napoli, which was a lot more expensive, and my dad paid the difference.
Okay.
In the bill. So really, I ended up getting a free meal out of it.
Thank you.
Mac Bergson's $50, and then the remainder of it was Grant paid.
I feel like Mac is going to be upset that somehow you got more out of this than you should have.
Well, I still would have gotten the free meal regardless. All right. Send another 50, Mac. I'll take him to El Salto's. Anyway...
So here's the poem that Gramps wrote to Mac's lovely wife, stunning wife. Rebecca.
From Mac.
Right. Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
I fell for you the moment that I saw the beauty in your eyes. I knew then that to love you more would be more than a great surprise. But as the years have hastened by and many thoughts have flown away, I've truly come to realize that I have loved you more each day. Rebecca, you are more to me than I expected in my life, but I could find no greater gift than having you to be my wife. I'm grateful for the love you give and know that we will never part, for I will not a blessing find that's more than you within my heart.
Nicely done, Gramps.
Beautifully done.
Nicely done. As a matter of fact, what did Max say when he heard that poem? What did he say he was going to do with it?
He said he was going to have it printed and frame it and put it on the wall.
I think that's a great idea. Now, will he write on there, Mac Bergson at the bottom,
yeah,
or Gramps?
Love Mac.
Yes.
There was something interesting. The very first line. Read the first line again, Dad.
I fell for you the moment that I saw the beauty in your eyes.
Wouldn't it be funny if, like, when they met, they were both married? And then eventually they left their prior partners, and then they worked together for another 5 years. Yeah.
Well,
they dated other people.
Mac didn't have any problems with it, so I'm sure.
Dad, it's
great. I mean, you can fall for someone, and that doesn't mean you date them.
Well, you're not supposed to.
Well, your heart wants what your heart wants.
True.
You
know? That's true. Yeah.
If I was editing the show, I
fall for 10 or 12 women every day.
Yes, we know of one in particular that you've fallen for. As a matter of fact, and then we'll let you go back and enjoy the show, we're trying to book the great Walker Hayes so we can have her on the show, and maybe you guys have never actually had a conversation, correct?
Well, on Facebook or things like that, but not in person.
Yes.
All right, cool. All right, well, we'll see if we can't sit
okay,
you.
Well, that doesn't mean I'm any less in love with her.
No, I got you. No, I'm not saying that
it.
You aren't.
Okay. Is the chat saying anything? I want Gramps to
get
his love.
Yeah, there's some applause. We got some Gramps with the double, with the triple exclamation points. No, people are loving it.
Good job, Gramps.
Thanks, Gramps. Appreciate it.
Now he goes back to NCIS New Orleans.
I almost stepped on Gramps' great line there, but Rob, if I was editing the show, I would put some romantic music under his poem.
Oh, correct.
Well, that's not going to happen. I can promise you that.
Yeah, I just happen to have that at the ready. I mean, I have music that's romantic. I don't have like a romantic music bed, like a radio thing.
What would you put under it? It had to be an instrumental. It couldn't be.
Yeah, I would use an instrumental. I would just find something on YouTube.
Wet ass pussy. That's what I would
do. What do you think, in all seriousness? What's a song you're like, God, this is a song to have played during lovemaking? If you were to say you heard a song and you're like, this is the one.
Lovemaking or like?
Yeah, lovemaking. That's right.
Probably some Sade.
Uh-huh. Smooth Operator.
No, probably By Your Side, maybe. That's, he's going to go play some songs.
No, this is my favorite. Yeah. And this band also sang the song Car Wash, okay?
At the car,
Rolls Royce. Right. And the song is played at the very, very end of the movie Friday, and the song is called I Want to Get Next to You. Do you know that song?
Love that song.
Do you know that song, Robbie?
Yes, of course.
I think that's on the apex. Is that the right word?
It's also a timeless.
It's the acme of songs that... to be played during lovemaking.
It's also a timeless wedding song, right?
It is.
You wouldn't think. You don't think that fits.
I've never heard that song played at a wedding. Have you?
Well, no, but I'm saying that's you.
I don't think so.
At any point, that really?
I don't.
You can make love to it, but you can't slow dance to it.
No, so, you can. I'm just saying I've never heard it at a wedding.
But I'm saying it could fit at a wedding at any time. You could be 80, or you could be 20.
I see. Okay.
If you heard that, you would say that makes sense.
No, it's a song that's always good.
That's what I'm trying to say.
All right. Gotcha. Yes. Another song that's always good at a wedding, The Chicken Dance.
Yes. It's not a good lovemaking.
Okay. You want the,
knocking shit over.
Top 10 songs to make love to?
Sure. Let's hear
them. Can you name, start at 10, but name the artist first so then we can guess the song.
Oh, good idea. Good idea.
Okay. Number 10 is Prince.
Nothing compares to you.
Adore. Do me.
Hold on. Is not any of the ones I just mentioned?
No, I would say so.
Kiss.
Sexy
motherfucker.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
Now I know.
Now I know where you're going. All right. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. Number 9 is by Lil Louie.
I won't know.
Lewis, maybe.
I don't know. If you don't know the name of the guy, yeah. I'm surely not going to be able to figure out.
Okay,
yeah,
it's called French Kiss.
Okay. Can you not mention songs you know damn well we're not going to know?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know the band XX? I'll skip that.
NXS?
Yes. X. Mystify. Yeah. Devil Inside. I need
Devil
you tonight.
Devil Inside. That's a good, some good okay. innuendo there.
Now, what is a song by XX, Robbie?
Do You Mind?
Okay, stop with that, okay?
Number find seven. A better list.
It's like when Robbie's like, I'll give you my favorite Madonna song, something we've never fucking
right.
heard of.
I like the number one, so that's why I picked this list.
All right,
go ahead.
Okay, Joe, you're going to know this one, Rob won't. Mazzy Star.
Oh, Fade Into You.
Yes, that's a good one.
That's nice. A great song.
Bob Dylan.
Jeez.
Bob Dylan.
Jeez, I don't know, like a Rolling Stone? Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Blowing in the Wind, what?
Lay Lady Lay.
Okay, Lay Lady. Right. By the way, if I heard that song, so I'd be like, seriously, no.
It's a bad list.
Yeah, what next? Is this your list, Robbie?
I just pulled it off the internet.
Okay. I know. We're still going to show it.
Yeah, continue.
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, I'm on Fire?
Correct.
Yeah, that's a good song. I'm on Fire is a great song.
Hey, guess what? The next one is NXS.
Okay, hold on.
Never Tear Us Apart.
Beautiful Girl. Did I already say it?
Need You Tonight.
Oh,
I said
that
already.
Guess that.
I said Need You Tonight, didn't I?
No, you didn't. I don't think you did.
I didn't. I Need You Tonight because I'm not sleeping. There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat.
That's a good sex song.
It is. Go ahead. What else?
Backstreet featuring Dr. Dre.
I don't know what.
I don't know. Ariel, tell us.
Yeah.
No Diggity.
Blackstreet. I thought you said Backstreet
Boys. I
thought
you said Backstreet, too.
I did.
Oh, no, I know No Diggity. That's the only Blackstreet song we know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
D'Angelo.
He had a huge hit.
Beverly D'Angelo?
No, he had one great album. So I think it was his first album, but I don't know the names of the songs.
What is it?
How Does It Feel?
Yes. Yeah, that is a good song.
And this one's going to be easy. Chris Isaac.
Oh, Wicked, yeah, it's Wicked Game, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You know, Wicked Game is a great one, man. There were four on there that I like.
Yeah.
I like Need You Tonight. I like Sexy Motherfucker.
Yeah.
I like
Fade Into You.
I love Fade Into You. Can you name another Mazzy Star song?
No.
Me neither. I don't even know if Mazzy Star is the name of the band or the name of the chick.
I don't know.
Me either.
Do you?
Nope.
Hmm.
Mount Rushmore of Mazzy's.
So we did our very, very last Purple Power Hour last night.
Man, maybe ever.
And I'll bet it's ever. I don't think we'll ever do it again because the pandemic will be over. And
well, let's explain why we got
sure,
this in the first
go ahead.
Place.
You explain.
Well, normally they have a raven as the really the main person and then Kirk McEwen or somebody. And they do it at a bar where they're getting a live audience. And obviously that bar, I'm assuming, is paying for that right, which that money probably goes right to the player. And, of course, that they weren't doing that this year. They're not going to have an audience. They're not going to be at a bar. So the obvious choice, cheap on the budget, Joe has a studio, Joe, myself. And I think we did a great job. And Rick actually had called me the other day because I might have had to fill in for Kirk. He was having a potential family situation to do the pregame with you. And he mentioned that he's liking what we're doing on the Purple Power Hour.
Well,
but he mentioned your phone call that we talked about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said he doesn't like that he has to do the show, but he likes because he thinks that would be more conducive to music at that time.
Yeah,
you might be right. I don't know.
We don't know. But I mean, we hit our stride with it. And it's
oh no, I love doing it.
Yeah, it was fun
because it's a lot like this, but imagine we don't have to. We're not talking about Gramps or whatever. We're just actually we do talk about Gramps.
We
a little
do.
Bit.
Yeah.
Well, you just talk about the Ravens, but you can also just try to be as funny as you possibly can
be.
Yeah,
we go off on some tangents.
Yeah, within the game.
Sure.
And no, I enjoyed it a lot.
I love doing it, but it's probably who knows? Maybe Kirk won't want to do pregame next year. Maybe it's too much on his plate.
No. He loves doing pregame.
Maybe you won't want to do it.
Yeah, it's much more likely that I won't want to do it for sure. I mean, here's the thing. Kirk loves to do it, but Kirk also, he's a real, like, he goes and gets on the Zoom press conference afterwards, asks
no,
questions.
He's very invested. He's
he
also
does those
live
things,
tweeting
yeah.
during the game and stuff.
Yeah, he does that stuff, and, yeah. and I don't, I'm not doing that.
You just sort of do your thing, and then you don't even really talk much Twitter or Instagram Ravens or football.
I'll say something every once in a while. I told when they said they weren't going to re-sign Mark Ingram, I made a comment.
Yeah, you did.
Today, but I mean that's about
it. You also
it.
Predicted a victory and then deleted it like you said you would.
I had to. What
I know.
By the way, that's so fucking annoying to me is when people are like, "Oh, thanks for the loss."
I know. Yeah.
I'm like, "Who what do you think I control the fucking universe?" That's such a dumb thing to say.
Are you
think
okay?
that Lamar Jackson's family, they suffer because I made a prediction? Because it's so dumb.
Yeah, your people, prediction means nothing.
They right, it doesn't yes. mean anything, but people generally get upset.
I know.
As if somehow one old white guy is going to make a prediction, and the whole team is fucked because
yep.
of my prediction.
Yep.
Could it be their play?
It could be.
Could that enter into the equation?
Maybe just the other team played better.
Could
maybe.
That have something?
Yes.
Yes, what happens? If I say that they're going to lose, does Josh Allen get screwed over? It's just so dumb.
Are you okay? Are you dealing with this loss better than last year?
So,
because last year you didn't watch the Super Bowl. You were still heartbroken.
I'm dealing with it better, but that night, first of all, the game was played at a time where I'm exhausted.
You just worked all, it's a long 4 or 5 hours.
I worked all day.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. I work harder at the pregame than I do at my job. Because at the pregame, I'm literally doing something for 4 straight hours. I'm doing something.
Yeah.
What, my job, I get up, I get a cup of coffee. You know what I mean?
There's moments you have to focus.
Really I look hard. At my phone. Right. I see what Tim had to say. Like, that's my real job.
Sure.
And then my other job, that job I have to, you never stop working.
Right.
So there is some relief. And also, there's some relief not having to prepare it.
Yeah.
So there is some.
So you can enjoy that.
So there's that. But this day, I do the show. The game starts at 8:15, right?
Yeah.
By the way, you know what time Gramps goes to bed?
9.
8:20. So he's...
It felt like a long game, too. Maybe it just felt like
I don't know. So I went all the way over to my in-law's house because where you can't watch it at a bar.
Right.
My father has a 32-inch television. I'm not watching it on that.
NCIS is on at all times.
Right, and Family Feud. And I drive all the way to... I get there about 3 minutes before kickoff. Of course... Chris, my mother-in-law's big spreads, got all kinds of food, enjoy. So I started, then they start losing. No, they aren't losing. That's not true. It's 3-3 at halftime.
Yeah, and not an inspiring half of football by either team.
No, and obviously there's a lot of variables, but also the wind was just crazy, and
sure,
so
that,
you couldn't
that,
really pass the ball.
Right.
And there's a lot of things that, and what happened was Lamar Jackson had the ball on his, 7-yard line or whatever, and he throws an interception. It's a pick six. So
it's a backbreaker.
If he throws a touchdown there instead of an interception, it's 10-10. Instead, it's 17-3, which is the final score. So, I mean, I guess I'm a glass half full kind of guy, but that's one play, and that made the difference in the game. You don't know what's going to happen. So was I disappointed? Yeah, I was disappointed. But
obviously,
I was also exhausted.
Right.
So I went home, and I was so high.
A little
relieved. Right? So I just went to bed. And then that was it. And then the next morning I woke up and I said, good, I don't have to do anything other than the Purple Power Hour on Monday. And I had already decided the same thing that Rick had called to say. I'm not going to start talking about the game. I'm just going to say, all right, look, they lost. Here's the score. But what a great year. Here's all the cool things that happened. Oh, here's all the things that weren't cool. Look what a struggle it was, blah, blah, blah. And that ended up being fun. But
we did a good job with it. Also, the game is Saturday night. By the time you get to Monday, people have had their fill of the breakdown of the X's and O's.
Of course. So,
and last year you, with good reason, thought they were going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, they were 14-2
right.
last
but this
year,
year
and
you
had won 12 straight.
This year you would have taken the field. over the Ravens.
Right. I'd take the field over the Chiefs.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, so I get a text. Now, we've had Jeremy Woodworth on this show many, many times. No, not many times. We've mentioned him
it
many
just
times.
Felt like
I think
many
we've
times.
Had him. The one time we had him on, it felt like forever, right?
Yes, it did.
But he texted me during the. I want to try to find it so I can tell you the exact time because that's important, right? Because remember, this is our last show of the season.
Yeah, we're wrapping up the season.
It's 7-8.
Yeah.
At 7:38, he said, "Can I come on air?" Okay. Now, meanwhile, we've done that show. We did it for 18 weeks, right? 16 and 2 playoff games.
Yeah.
Right? We've done it for 18 weeks, and we only had one person on the air ever, and that was when we called Bobby Trossett because he made this strange prediction that came true.
Right, and he also has a studio in his home, so it's conducive for him to come on.
Oh, he's also the sports director for WBA.
Yes.
Right, okay, so yeah, so it's not just some guy.
A familiar voice.
Yeah, he's not, by the way, Jeremy Woodworth isn't, he's not even a comic, he's just a guy sitting at home. Like, why would it make sense?
He's 12 rungs behind Eric Woodworth, who also would have been wildly inappropriate.
Yeah, to have, yes, what I call my friend and have him come on. So it was a very strange ask.
Well, how did you reply?
We had him on.
Yes, he now runs the show. No, I didn't respond. I act like I didn't get it, right?
We want the show to come to a grinding halt.
No, I wouldn't have said this. Here's what I said. Saw this too late. Meanwhile, I didn't really see it too late. He sent it too late.
Yes.
There's only 20 minutes left in the last show
of
the season.
Let's be honest. It wouldn't have mattered when he sent it. I mean, there was no...
But what I want to know is...
But if you don't know, Jeremy does do... He did write and produce and create the theme song, the opening song of the Purple Power Hour. So he is somehow attached to it.
Yeah, he was mentioned twice on your final show.
Yes, which is too many.
But remember this, that theme song isn't on... It's on there because it's ridiculous.
Yes.
It's not on there because... It's not some great piece of production. It's on there because... By the way, you know what the words of the song is? It's the Purple Power Hour with Robin Joe. There's no other words.
It gets to the point.
He doesn't even... There's not even one different line in there to break it up.
It's not... You wouldn't make love to that song.
It's as good as some of the songs that were listed on there. But anyway, I'm interested... Robbie's probably going to veto this, but I'm wondering, Robbie, if you will allow... If we, by the way, Jeremy doesn't know we're calling him, but can we call Jeremy Woodworth and ask him what did he want to say?
Yeah.
We can actually pretend like, hey, you know what? Let's do this. Let's call and say, hey, it's the final Purple Power Hour of the year. We have Jeremy Woodworth. Let's act like it's the Purple Power Hour.
Done.
Can we do that, Robbie?
This is not going to go well.
We're going to act like it's the Purple Power Hour, and then I want you to just, so call him real quick, and then, okay, so you got it? Here we go. What's the matter? What's the sigh for? Okay. Here we go.
I'll be quiet.
Okay. Think I'll pick up.
Yes. I think he picks up.
Hey, Jeremy, you there?
Hello.
Hey, Jeremy. It's the final Purple Power Hour of the year, and I know that you had texted in that you wanted to get on here and say whatever it is that you wanted to say, and Rob and I wanted to give you that opportunity. Rob, do you want to say anything to Jeremy?
No, Jeremy.
It's your Monday night quarterbacks.
Here's Rob and Joe.
The Purple Power Hour on 98 Rock.
All right. What a great timely piece of production there. Sorry. Go ahead, Rob.
I know. Just welcome back. Ravens lose 17-3, but joining us is the guy who wrote our theme song, Jeremy Woodworth. Hey, Jeremy.
Take it away.
Hey guys, it's great to are we on air now?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's crazy.
All right.
Yeah, a lot of thanks to Lamar, you know, giving it his all. Hopefully he's badly injured. And poor Tucker, he knows his foot was on, but the wind, and I don't know if you guys addressed probably the biggest problem, which was probably with the snap.
Yeah.
Probably the cold. I don't know if the guy could feel his fingers in the cold.
I think that was a huge problem. Now, you had mentioned to me off air that you had were working on other songs. Do you have anything you could maybe just do acapella?
Yeah, acapella, something you could just belt out.
It was very close to the original Power Hour, but I added a little soundbite to it, and it makes no sense for me to do it for you live right now. I will eventually do one that is good enough for airplay. I was going to give you one just privately and say, don't play this one because it's not up to par. I wouldn't give you just crap. But it's a good joke, and it's still worth it for hopefully next season. And, you know, I'm glad that you guys liked it enough to actually play it through your entire season of Power Hour. And I can do a little better next year. I know I can do better, much like Lamar and Tucker.
So. There you go. We're not requiring better. I was pretty happy with what you gave us.
Yeah, it was a Super Bowl winning effort. You did better than the Ravens did.
Yeah, no, you at least made it to the AFC Championship game with your theme song. No, man, we really appreciate you putting that together for us, and also this great insight for our final episode.
Yeah, the wind, the whole wind thing was good.
Much appreciated. We didn't even mention the wind until you mentioned
stupid
it.
Stupid of us. Hey, do you want to, I know you've been on the morning show before. Anything you want to say to Justin, Scott, and Spiegel?
I love all those guys, and I'm glad that Scott even reads some of my neglected text sometimes, and I'm glad even to be compared to real talent such as Tucker and Lamar, probably the two best players in the NFL these days, and I'm just glad for the love. I'm really thankful for the love because, you know, at my heart, I really feel like a loser someday.
No, come on. That was there no need go. For that. Come all on. Right. No, you're our boy, man. Hey, thanks for your input, man. Appreciate it. And have a great day, okay,
bud? Yeah, Jeremy, and if you were a loser, you think we'd really have you live on the air?
No, we wouldn't have a loser on.
Of course not.
Please. Although we've had Restivo on many times.
We have had Restivo on.
Yeah, many times. Much more times than you. Sorry, I missed that. Say it again.
I just hope I'm not a loser enough so that my wife will have sex with me again someday.
I'm glad.
Hey, we know some songs for you. Do you know Mazzy Star?
Yeah, do you know Fade Into You by Mazzy Star? Play that. See if it works for you, all right?
All right, sir.
All right, thanks, bro.
Love you
too, man.
Love you too.
See ya.
Robbie?
Robbie, you want to grade that?
I think you would have been better with Chris Restivo on your show.
Hey, Graham.
That was a home run.
Can I tell you what happened while we were on the air? Graham just walked in.
Yeah.
He literally was like, I have something to say. Hold on. Hey, Dad.
He said his computer shut down.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Yes, we're literally talking.
Dad, come in here.
By the way, he could just hear us.
Yes.
We're doing the show. You don't need your computer. We're just
so he literally walked in during the show to try to say something to me while I'm on the air. But I'm going to actually go. Hold on. I'm going to go get him. Hold on.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Rob and Joe Show. Hey, guys. Patreon. We do a show every month. It's behind the scenes. It's things you wouldn't necessarily hear about. It's, I think, the best Patreon in the world, having never listened to anyone else's, but that's what I think.
Well, I think about other Patreon episodes that other really popular podcasts do, and it's just an extra episode.
Exactly.
There's no distinction between what they normally do and this. It's just like you can't get this content unless you pay. But ours, if you pay, you literally get information that is not available. It's specific to the people on the show, the things that we do, the different professions that we have.
Some gigs or jobs that we have that we might not want to say what happened.
Famous people.
Yes.
And we disclose a lot of things, and we talked about this before, but there's a level of trust that we, one time somebody broke that trust. I'm going to tell you exactly what it was.
And we murdered that person.
Mike Anderson, who was a former producer of the Justin Scott and Spiegel show, had resigned and was moving to Florida to...
Joe, this is supposed to be an ad for
I know,
Patreon.
I'm getting there.
Now you're telling a story. Robbie's hating this.
To produce another show, and I told that on the bonus show,
right.
But I asked him if I could, and he said yes. Then somebody went up to Justin and he goes, hey, I heard Mike Anderson. And he goes, where'd you hear that? And he goes, the Robin Show bonus show. That's the only time somebody ever fucked us.
But it probably helped us get more listeners. So
it did.
It almost worked out for us. But hey, it's $5 a month. You can give more. We greatly appreciate it. It's the best deal going. Check it out. Robin Joe Show Patreon.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
It's like that time he tried to walk on stage when we were doing the murder mystery in Annapolis.
It is exactly like walking on the stage at the Bram's Head in Annapolis.
Hey, yes. And by the way, which he denies,
yes.
Right? Yes. Okay. I'm interested in, let's see here. He's on his way. He doesn't move very quickly. By the way, when Gramps and I, again, put that on again. When Gramps and I go for walks, I swear, this is the truth. He walks, he walks about 10 feet behind me and he won't catch up. And it's so frustrating. But, what were you coming in here for?
the Robin Joe Show.
My computer said that I was disconnected.
Uh-huh.
I tried to reconnect.
Did you think right in the middle of the broadcast was a good time to come in here and see? Like, what could I possibly have done?
I just thought I would come in and listen to the show.
Oh, I got you. Okay, okay. So you were coming in here to listen. Yeah. I got, okay, I understand.
But
now.
But I did get it back up.
Okay.
All right. Did you hear the phone, the radio, the call with
Jeremy? Did you miss
the
phone call with Jeremy? Did you hear that?
Just a tiny bit.
Okay.
I'm guessing that you wouldn't mind missing Jeremy.
Yeah, I don't
Woodward.
Think you're going to have a problem with having missed that.
I'm okay with that.
I wish right. I'd missed it.
I think you should write a poem from Jeremy to his girlfriend.
Yeah, his wife. Can you do that?
Not unless he asked for it.
All right. Well, that's going to happen. All right. Thanks, Dad.
All right.
Thanks, Gramps. Just walking right in. This has been a fun show to edit, Robbie, like you said. Yeah. Making it hard on me. I think that was, he legitimately believed that we were on the air because he doesn't talk like that. Well, he was speaking like he wasn't cursing.
Well, the other
he didn't mention rape once.
But he also knows we were on last night. Like he was listening. He knows we don't have it back to back days.
Yeah, but you have to just assume they're telling the truth. So you don't, even if you're only 10% sure, you go with it, I think.
Yeah. And you were talking about that. Netflix show The Night Stalker.
Yes.
And it, you know, if somebody said, hey, one of your friends, we just found out they're a serial killer. I mean, number one is Jeremy, right?
Well, I mean, sometimes serial killers
and that's a precipitous fall to two. I'd say they're
aren't
more
the opposite. What's the word? Obvious.
They're usually quiet.
Yes. Oh, that's all right. Then who would we think it would be? I think Robbie would be my first choice.
No. Sean Gabbert.
Yeah, but Robbie's meticulous. Robbie has grudges.
Robbie is too vocal to be, like, serial killers don't act like he does.
Okay, Ted Bundy?
Yeah, Ted Bundy was a... Remember Ted Bundy kept trying to represent himself, and he just...
Kept trying, he did.
That's what I mean. Yes. He
But I can see Robbie doing that.
Robbie, would you represent yourself in a... If you murdered somebody?
Only a fool makes himself his own lawyer, right? Is that the way they say?
Is that the?
I mean, I'm sure it's better said than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think
but
it's. I think it's somebody who has his represents himself has a fool for an attorney.
Yes, there you go.
Is that the expression?
Yeah, I would always have an attorney if I was in court.
Well, all right. So who would be the serial killer amongst us, Robbie? You have any choices?
I think Joe's first choice made the most sense, Sean,
because he's the quietest.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a bald head. Can't trust those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. That's who else? Justin? He's kind of manic.
I mean, what about some girls? Well, they can kill
Katie. Good point.
How about Frank?
No. Frank's a good one. Hey, can I tell you a story about
Frank? How about
Frank?
Mickey Coachella?
First of all, Frank, I have a segment that I do during the pregame called Love Letter to a Raven.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically, I draw little parallels to, like, if you were saying something romantic to somebody, but it's really about football.
Okay? Sure.
That's the joke, right? By the way, I'll never do that again because, once again, once you do one, then you're doing it for 18 weeks.
A lot of work.
And
yeah.
It gets to be not, yeah, I'm just going to start winging it. That's
going
to
read the power rankings.
Right. Yes, that's what am I doing? That was working.
Yes.
Yeah, I got to stop trying to be so creative and get back to not even trying. But anyway, Frank's like, that's really gay. It's really gay, right? He doesn't like it. So, but
you're not saying you want to bang Lamar Jackson because of his run last week.
If it was really a love letter, yeah. Then yes, it would be gay because it would be a man expressing his romantic love to another man. But that's not it. It's me loving their ability to play football and what they mean to me as a football player. Okay? I'm not literally romantically in love.
I mean, he's married to his daughter. You're married to his daughter. He should know that
you're
a straight man.
Or maybe he's hoping I am gay, right? I don't know what he wants. But my son James told me a story. And by the way, if you go to my Twitter, my son James looks just like Jimbo Jones from The Simpsons. Robbie, do you know who that is, Jimbo Jones?
I do know who Jimbo Jones is.
Yeah, check out my Twitter. There's a picture of my son, and it's his doppelganger,
Does
right?
Does he know that? Does he watch The Simpsons?
Yeah, because I had to take the picture
All right.
with him next to that guy's face. But anyway... he told me a story about Frank I didn't know. So not this past Thanksgiving, but the Thanksgiving before.
Okay.
We had that at my sister Lori's house and my in-laws came. right? Frank and Chris, they came to the Thanksgiving.
That was your first Thanksgiving as a married couple?
Yes, it was. And it was also the first Thanksgiving and only Thanksgiving that both families were together.
Gotcha.
Okay. So we go, and my son James says hi to Frank. Hey, how you doing?
But they've met, right?
No, they met, but there's a pleasantry when you see somebody. Meanwhile, and then people start shuffling around. Well, then James came up to say hi to Katie's mom, and Frank was there. And he goes, oh, hi. And he goes, and he went out and he goes, you already said hi to me. Relax. Hey, shit on my kid.
Did your kid, did he, James enjoy that, or is he taken aback?
I don't know. Like me, I enjoy that.
Sure.
But
you're not 20 years old.
I guess if he said that the first time I met him, then yes.
Yeah, that would
you know
be
what I mean?
Much.
That would have been a lot. But, you know, yeah, if he did it now, it wouldn't faze me. But I also wouldn't say hi to him twice. I know better.
Shout out to Alex Emery on our Patreon commented. The bit about your dad mishearing absurd things you say had me in tears. A top-tier Gramps joke. Thank you, Alex.
By the way, Alex, that happens still. Even though I had that conversation on the air.
Right.
And let's be honest, the reason that I have that conversation on the air is because I can't say it directly to him. It's got to resonate or he won't remember. And meanwhile, he didn't because he still does it. And for those of you who don't remember that conversation, what will happen is say something to me, Rob.
What's a good Mexican restaurant?
What's a good taxi to take with coleslaw? Okay, so that's what he says. And then I go, well, Dad, I would never say that, right?
Right.
So he can't say pardon, but he also can't hear.
Right.
So it never occurs to him to say pardon. It only occurs to him to say the most ridiculous thing that he right. can think of that nobody would ever say. And he's been doing that. I'm going to start writing them down.
You should.
He just did it again right before you came in. Yeah, he does
write
it.
Them down, and then we'll have a quiz. Which is something Graham said and which is
real
or fake.
I know what I can do.
You're making more work for Joe.
No, this is easy because it happens. When he does it, I'm going to write it down and I'm going to say, I said this. What did Graham think I said?
Yes.
And then I'll just give it to you because I'm telling you. Well, now here's the deal. Graham doesn't like to be the butt of the joke. So he might remember. I don't think he'll remember not to do that. I think he'll still do it.
What was the thing that you just said about the coleslaw? Because I need to name this episode.
Taxi. I don't remember. Something about taking a taxi with coleslaw. I don't remember.
Hey, shout out to Magoobie's Joke House this weekend. I'll be featuring for Jessica Kearson, who's, I think, one of the funniest people in the world. She's a freaking 10 out of 10, always hilarious. 6:30 and 8:30 Friday and Saturday. Come out to Magoobie's. Also, we're doing a show. Are you involved in this, Joe? Are you coming to this show? March 11th at Magoobie's, Save the Stages,
oh,
a charity event.
If it's to help Magoobie's, I'll be there.
It's to help Save the Stages.
Well, yes.
Anything helps Magoobie's by going there.
Well, that's my biggest cause, the arts.
Well, if you buy food and drink, you'll help Magoobie's, and you buy a ticket, you'll help the arts.
Yes, nobody is looking out for the arts, so these guys are, and I appreciate that.
So that's March
'cause people are trying to save small 11th. Businesses. You see a lot of that. Guys, shout out to Barstool, man.
Yeah.
As much crap as that guy gets, man, he's doing his best.
Oh, they're up to like $28 million.
No, yes. You know what? Fuck anybody who has a problem with him because he interviewed Trump or whatever the hell the thing is, right?
He gives a shit.
Yes.
Real problems these days.
Right, of course. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, you don't agree with everything this guy does, but you don't want him helping small businesses? It makes my head explode, right? Okay, anyway, but the point is that they're doing a lot of good. But in terms of the arts, there aren't a lot of people that are out there trying to protect them. I'm glad that's happening. And yes, I will support it. And even if I can't make it, I will buy a ticket.
Thank you.
I'll donate that ticket. But for 100%, I will be supporting that cause.
It's a great show. Justin, Tommy, Eric, Ashley Pontius put it together, you know, from Quality Time Podcast. Jeremy Woodworth won't be there.
You swear?
I do not swear that.
Okay,
yes. He doesn't want to save anything.
No,
he wants to destroy the arts.
No, I love seeing Jeremy. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I don't know if I told the story, but, you know, I went to see Tenacious D. I went with my son.
Yeah.
And it was one of them, and I also went with Katie's cousin Lee, and I went with Eric and Jeremy Woodworth. We all went. It was a blast. Okay, it was one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
Cool.
And Jeremy Woodworth, it's a long walk to get from your car to where we're going, and when we were walking from our car to the venue, I saw him resting. He was relaxing because he couldn't make it. And then like 5 minutes later, he went by on a scooter. He rented one of those scooters and cruised by.
Oh, that's funny.
That's his serial killer. The serial scooter. The scooter strikes again. That's the title of the episode. The scooter strikes again.
Taxi and the coleslaw.
No,
all right.
No,
I like that's a better title.
Improved it.
I did.
All right.
Anything else to wrap up here, Robbie Robinson?
Nope. Good show, guys.
All right. Hey, we have more Gramps poems. By the way, he has a one. Can we say who it's for or with for next
yeah,
week?
Yeah, we can. Next week we're gonna
tease it.
Yeah, actually, we said we were gonna do that because Gramps, Gramps and I had an argument. It wasn't really an argument, but he said, I'm going to come in and argue with you. Now, I worked from home today, and Gramps, for some reason, can't wrap his head around the idea that I have to work till 5. He can't do it, right? So a lot of times he goes, what are you doing? Which is always frustrating. I'm like, well, I have 2 computers, right? So I'm like, I'm working, right? But he came in and goes, hey, I'm going to argue with you. I think we should read both poems today. I said, well, Gramps, this we can tease this and then pull it through. People are going to like to hear these poems.
Yeah.
We can just... And he said, no, I'd already committed to Ryan. I can say his last name.
Ryan Dassin, big fan of the show.
Yeah, I already committed to reading. I go, well, just tell him we're not going to read it. We're going to read it next week. But this next one is better.
Well, it's more in the Gramps wheelhouse
right.
of taking
Here's
a
why.
Shot.
Right. The Mac one is from Mac to his wife.
Yes.
This one is from Gramps to this couple.
Yes, specifically
okay?
to the wife.
Right.
Questioning her choices
right,
as
yes.
a partner.
And it's it's more in the style of what you'd think Gramps would write. And it's now you know what kind of range he has.
He's incredible talent.
Now, yes. That doesn't mean...
Gramps Ryan will be fine.
Well, yeah, see, he will. I already talked to him. Matter of fact, I said, hey, we're going to read it next week. And then Gramps also reached out to Ryan.
Yes.
And said, he's fine with it. Okay, relax.
By the way, I forwarded, because Ryan emailed me and I forwarded him the email last night. And then today all this happened. The writing of it, the organizing of it, he went above and beyond.
If anybody else needs a poem from Gramps, okay, you know, let us know. You know what it costs. It's a trip to El Salto's, right?
It doesn't cost anything.
No. But Gramps does them in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, so he loves doing this.
He
and
does.
He needs things to do.
He does, but I wish he would, you know, labor over it. You know what I mean? If you're done in 10 minutes, you're right back to the feud.
If you write a hit song in 10 minutes, why do it in 3 weeks.
True. That's true.
It just flows.
Yes, but Mick Jagger isn't running around wondering what he can do next.
See you guys.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.